everybody. Welcome to Face Rocker Podcast. This is episode 54. I'm co-host Des Dolly, filling in for Freddie Wong today, who is in Canada supervising visual effects on Video Game High School Season 3. Today, I have co-host Matt Arnold, our friends Joey and Jake from VGHS fame, hanging out, shooting the shit about who knows what. We get into a variety of topics today. Today, we take your live tweet questions regarding the trailer drop of Video Game High School Season 3, which if you're listening to this podcast the day it premieres, which should be Friday today, you've been sitting on this trailer for a sweet 48 hours right now. Hope you've enjoyed it. Share it with your friends, coworkers, roommates, peers, sworn enemies, what have you. But get the word out there if you're a fan. Thanks again for tuning into the Face Rocker Podcast. If you're watching the video, don't forget to subscribe to the app on iTunes and leave us a review if you dig it. It really helps us out. If you're on iTunes, don't forget that you can check out the video version on rocketjump.com. You may notice that I'm wearing our new Chillest Bro You Know shirt on today's podcast. You guys asked for it, so we gave it to you. That is now available on shop.rocketjump.com for $25.50. Thank you for tuning in to another Face Rocker Podcast. This is episode 54. Let's get into it.
Well, Freddy's gone in Canada.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be Freddy here and welcome you all to a Face Rocker Podcast. We don't have the usual guests other than
me,
Des Dolly. We're accompanied by, once again, the great...
No. Start over.
No.
We're accompanied by, once again, my favorite, the fantastic...
Nope. Start over.
Joey. And
just Joey.
Just Joey. And just go. You don't get an introduction.
Just go. Just me. It's Jake.
Jake from Ruby Dog,
Ruby
everybody.
Dog.
I'm here.
Assistant writer on VGHS Season 3. And
assistant writer on the next show.
It's not a secret show. We said the name.
We have said Dimension 404.
Dimension 404.
Yep. But it's cool to just hype it up.
I keep referring to it as the secret next project.
Well, that's just the code name.
It's the secret show where sometimes stuff gets leaked.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Intentionally. So it's like,
can you give one sneak peek of the secret show, Des?
Sneak it.
Video games.
Okay. That's the show.
Pretty much only doing video
games. That's a different show. That's the other show. Speaking of video game shows,
what?
We dropped a pretty sweet trailer today.
Today, or if you're listening to this, a different day than
a different day.
Yeah,
than
yesterday. I'm a little tired because I was Freddie being gone kind of meant I was the man in charge of exporting again and again the trailer and making sure it was working and then uploading it and getting it up
boo-hoo.
In time. I know, it was a nightmare. No, it was fine. I mostly just watched Good Wife and went to sleep. So I was waiting for the stuff to render, so it wasn't too bad.
Matt, I'm not worried about you. You're going to be okay.
Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, you got this routine down. It sounds like you do what you have to do to just get through
life. How are you doing?
It's good.
Yeah?
Well, I haven't slept in 2 weeks, but...
Yeah, because what are you working on, Joey? Let's talk about your stuff.
No, mm-hmm. Dude. All right.
5 Second Film's got a pretty big thing coming.
We got it's trailer time for VGHS and getting this thing going, and simultaneously, John Salmon, who's DP, basically John and I have been doing
two movies
at the same time. We lead the same life. It's VGHS by day, Dubro Party Massacre by night.
Yep.
And
you guys did a Kickstarter, right? Or it was Kickstarter and Indiegogo.
Yes.
So, and we tried
to get Jake and John in there, but the kill was a little too weird for everyone else.
Wait, we're not in it?
Yeah, you guys got
you guys
cut out.
What? Cut.
You
I'm sorry.
Know.
Yeah,
we got cut out?
I hate to break it to you.
You break it to me on podcast?
Des and Benji made it in.
We made it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rub that right in your face.
I saw the cut with you in it.
Is it too late?
It's kind of too late.
Oh, my God.
I'm really sorry.
They're pick locked.
I was fighting for it because, of course, I was
you didn't. You said that the first thing you want to get rid of it. Don't lie.
Come on, Matt. You know that's not true. He's just trying to stir up some more
controversy.
He's a drama.
Some controversy, which is okay. Conflict is good and very interesting, but not in this setting.
But, I mean, to be fair, it's, you know, because I saw it when it was in there.
Yeah.
And you got rid of a lot of kills. There's a big kill montage, essentially, at the beginning of your movie. And your guy's kill was just a little...
I'm sure you'll end up slow. On the
It wasn't slow. Most of the thing came from, like, why is the head screaming? Or how did he throw a basketball and then catch a head? And to me, that's what I thought was so funny, but I guess...
Are you really upset, Jake?
Can we pitch the kill?
Honestly upset.
Right, like, out of all things,
for everyone who's listening.
Okay. Convince everybody that it was worth keeping.
You're right. So, people out there... it starts with a bunch of bros playing basketball. This all happens in like 5 seconds. And a dude throws a basketball, and the person catching it catches the guy's head who threw it. So it's a little weird. It happens in a whip cut. He throws a basketball, other dude catches his head. And then the head starts screaming, and everyone just starts screaming. And I thought it was funny, but I guess it's a little bit more weird.
What was the experience like shooting it, Jake?
I was screamed a lot.
And you're sure it was going
in. I got a headache.
From screaming?
I put a lot into it, and it was for nothing.
It is hard. When I shot my scene, I had to. I was pretending to be electrocuted.
Yeah.
And I almost passed out about 4 times. That was really hard, actually.
Yeah, well, I was... you guys play Siamese twin brothers getting electrocuted.
So you get electrocuted.
I was standing on an apple box to make us look like we were the same.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, just by default, Benji gets electrocuted just because he's connected to you.
Right.
Yeah. So
spoilers.
That's something that I was saying is confusing. You wouldn't understand in the 5 seconds. And... it stayed in just because you can't tell off the bat that they're Siamese twins. So it's just like,
they're supposed to be Siamese twins?
Yes.
Yeah, we're connected.
I'm like, where were you connected?
At the hip.
In this like hip stomach region?
You don't see
them. Could there be like Dude Bro Massacre 3.5 where like my scene is in the movie?
Yes.
Like director's cut.
And they can remove
like, stuff that they wanted to put in, but they just didn't have the time.
No, if we frame it like that, then it's good. Then no one's at fault. It's just
a different cut with my scene in it.
Yeah. Basically, I feel
you should try the guy in a bigger role that would have been cut. That's the problem. You aim small, Jake. Yeah.
That's right.
I think that was like one of the last things we shot, too. It was like we had this basketball kill. I don't even know what happened. It was like such an effort to even get the location. We shot it on an indoor basketball court at a Catholic school.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was private.
Oh, those children were like singing.
We kicked out a group of children because we had like called we're filming in this gym. We were scheduled this a month ago, and the people were like, a whole class of kids was just like, their day was ruined because they had to relocate to that really hot, unshaded quad where they all were just like doing that weird dance.
Yeah. You remember that weird dance next time?
There was a weird dance music going on.
This is like Wicker Man's Little Kid Cults. Yeah, that's what I think it was.
Perfect. It was Little Children's Wicker Man.
Okay. Now I'm interested.
Yeah. That could have been the horror film. We should have just filmed them.
Well, there are children in Wicker Man.
But you can respect that. Like, and that's what I love. And, you know, we do the same when we have to. It's like you guys, I've been watching you guys go through the whole process of screening the movie and watching it and cutting. And you're ruthless. Like you said, it wasn't just, you know, it's not just Jake you're cutting.
No, no.
You guys spent time and money and effort and came up with it and got another location for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen you guys, because John's here color correcting and stuff, and you guys will watch something and he'll just be like, doesn't work, just take it out.
Yeah.
And you just ignore the effort that happened. Yeah. You do that all the time. You have to.
You got to be brutal. And we're living in a brutal time. This podcast comes at a time when I think we're all at our most brutal. That's how we feel.
That's dark and deep, my friend.
I'm speaking for me, but I know you guys are having a cool thing happening with you guys coming up with the whole show and everything, and so I mean, that's going to be brutal in another way.
Yeah, for you too. You're working on that.
What?
Yeah, you're editing.
Which part?
The whole release of the show.
Oh, well, that. Yeah, but I was talking about your show, the development show.
Yeah, we just came out of I haven't been in a writer's room for quite a while, and I just came in, and you guys are banging your heads against the wall right now.
We've been in that room every day, sometimes 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
For, I don't know how long now. We started developing it a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's been many months now since we've been in that room all day.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a tough thing. But you just got to work
through
it.
You never know. 2 weeks ago, you guys came up with a script.
We came up with an idea, it was incredible. And a whole script, and the first draft is super solid.
Yep.
And now we've moved on to the next idea, and it's a real ball buster. It is certainly not as easy as the last one.
Yeah. Brutal time.
Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, but I don't know.
Back to page one.
It's fun. It's certainly fun.
My God. I've heard you guys laughing in the other room. It's like post-room over here, pre-room over there, and I've heard laughter cross over and be like, man, that sounds like more
fun. I know,
fun.
That's why I'm like...
Oh, no, that's not when we're working on the show. We're watching goofy YouTube videos.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you have me fooled.
Yeah.
I can only assume what sort of brain-brewing screenwriting is happening in that...
Well, it's also that the editing room is like right behind camera, and it also now finally has an air conditioner just to help us out in there because there's so many computers, it's so hot. But then just right across the hallway is the writer's room. You can essentially hear each other.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the writer's room is a colder, more fun place. Like, we're just stuck in the editing room, just like dying and dealing with clips, and now it's all kind of like the boring part because the episodes are locked, so it's a lot of like putting together color and
you know
sound,
what though,
and we just hear all that laughter and it's like 90 degrees in the editing room.
Matt,
I come in, you guys have Nerf axes and laughing and it's like 68 degrees.
I would give anything to trade for a day.
I know, but that's the best I felt in the writer's room. All I wanted to do was go edit.
And
now
exactly.
When I'm editing, I'm like, I just want to go back and write.
Yeah.
It's only shooting when I'm like, I just
it's
like
it's tough
shooting.
When you're doing the same thing.
I don't think I can write that well. So if we traded, you guys would be
okay. Interesting.
Stuffed.
No, you should just trade. You should just get Joey in there working.
Actually, that would be fun. We'll swap Jake and Joey for a day.
Yeah,
trading places.
Yeah. Can you edit Jake?
Not really.
Okay.
I can't write
Final Cut.
All right. All right. Not really relevant anymore, but it's cool.
No, we don't use that.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Here at Rocket Jump, we just take people who don't know what they're doing and put them in the thing they know the least.
I can give you...
See what happens.
Benji got his job.
And he's doing great.
Hey, what's the thing you know the least about? Social? Producing podcasts? Done. You get both of those.
Actually, the first thing I knew the least about was the first job he gave me was DIT.
First job we gave Benji was assistant editing and DIT.
Gave me the show each day.
Yeah,
that was on season one of Video Game High School.
Season two was late.
You had me fooled,
oh,
man.
I would come visit you, and you'd be like, "Yeah, you just sort of do this." And
Dude,
it was. We figured it out.
Oh,
figured
it out.
Well, Benji said we're supposed to be getting live tweet questions here.
Do we have live tweet questions?
Dude, we have tons of live tweet questions.
Benji has live tweet questions
from our fans. They want to know stuff about the trailer. We have a dude named. What's this cat's name?
I don't know.
What's this cat's name?
Tucker knows best.
Is that Twitter or is that just a post-it? You just have a post-it
this is
note.
A post-it, but I have Twitter here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a post-it.
I know. I got live Twitter questions here. He pulls out post-it notes.
Benji's sitting on the floor with a stack of post-its.
Tucker
knows best wants to know if we want to see more from other characters like Games and DK.
Okay, like so games and Tucker DK. Knows best wants to know if we're going to see more from characters.
Yes, Games and DK are in the show. Would you say you see more of them, Jake?
Be honest.
Yeah, I'd say so. Tucker, you're going to see a little more of him.
I think you
there
definitely
you go.
See,
there you have it, Tucker.
I think you definitely see more of Games Dean, because I think you see more of the FPS team in general.
Yeah.
Yes. Jumba Jacks.
Right. No, you definitely do.
Yeah,
you learn some new things about
you
games
get twice too. As many games as actually, a little bit.
Games
and a Sames.
Games and Sames.
Games and Sames.
Oh,
that's it. That's all we're saying.
That's a little more added, leaked... Whatever. I mean, we're in an age of leaked shit.
Brutal.
Great.
It's a brutal age of leaked shit.
It is a brutal age.
Brutal.
All right, what's the next one, Bench?
Since you guys were just talking about editing, and obviously we just reached a deadline today with the trailer, Noah wants to know, has the editing this season been smoother than last year? I know you guys have pulled some crazy all-nighters in the past.
So, Noah, let me tell you.
No, Noah wants to know if editing has gone any more smoothly this year.
You weren't here last year, so you would.
I don't know. You tell me, man.
It was brutal last year.
Last time I was on the podcast, I kept asking you to like sort of evaluate me. Like, how am I doing in there? How's the
easy
show?
Answer is definitely yes, just because we figured out 48 more or less. I mean, you remember last year.
Last year was, there were many months where we actually weren't even editing because we were in R&D trying to figure out how to cut a multi-frame rate sequence and export at 48 and then upload and play 48.
Yeah.
Nobody had done any of that. We couldn't. Mm. There's no FAQ forum you could go to and get a how-to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've given ourselves a little bit more time. It's a longer season by like over an hour, so it's a little bit more time's needed. But also, it's just... I would say about the same number of long nights have happened because of editing, but there's a lot less long nights because of technical problems we had this year. Like, again, like
which
you said, we didn't edit
makes
for like
it
a
2 months. So much easier.
Yeah.
You don't mind the long nights when you're up doing what you love doing as opposed to troubleshooting tech
problems.
Yeah,
if you wake up the next morning and you essentially spend awake for 24 hours, but you can show people like a funny scene, and it's like, okay, well, that's cool. Whereas if you've been awake for 48 hours and it's
exporting.
Like, guys, I think I got the right codec, but we got to do like four more tests.
Yeah.
And I just contacted Adobe. Yeah, it's like that sucks.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been smoother. And I think, you know, I think every year we've just learned the post process more and I think the process altogether. So,
absolutely.
I don't think it's been on like a creative level. I don't think it's been easier or anything like that. But yeah, definitely on a technical level, it's been a lot smoother. Especially with Joey around. Frankly, it's just, I mean, no offense to Benji, but I'm just saying.
Understandable. But it is nice having a new guy in the mix.
Well, cool. I just remember coming in last season, and when you guys, you know, it was really hard to gauge, but the look on an editor's face when it's that time, when you're not editing and you're just trying to figure the technical, like, logistics out, that I didn't understand. I'd come in, I'd be like, hey, I'm all this energy, I haven't seen you guys in a couple weeks, what's going on? And then I'd just see Dez's face just like...
Well, that's the way my face always looks.
I don't know.
No matter what I'm working on.
Difference. It was just like...
Last year was rough.
It's so it's going.
Last year was hard.
And just like really biting your lip, just like, ugh.
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard.
That segues into the next question. Our boy Ashton Sutherland wants to know if season 3 is going to feature the alternating 24 and 48.
Ashton Sutherland wants to know if we're alternating 24 and 48 frames per second this year.
Yes, for those five of you who really like it, we've spent all the energy and time and might to still make it 24 and 48. It's one of those sad things where I think people who get the full downloads get... I think you really have to download it because no player quite looks like it does when we watch it on Premiere, because when you watch it on Premiere, the 48 looks incredibly crisp and really cool, and we definitely dig that look. But I don't know if our player last year ever quite got to a point where it looks as it should at 48. So it'll definitely be mixed in. If there's a way to download the full files, I would definitely recommend doing that. If you like the 48 look, I think that's the best way to watch it, is getting the actual high res downloaded files. So
there you have it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think about that, Jake?
Yeah, 48, 24s.
We weren't gonna do 48s and 24s this year until Jake said, "You guys got to do that technology."
Yeah, I was like, "Hey guys, it's 48. 48's a future. 48.
You sold me, man.
Either get on the train or."
I mean, look, the Hobbit was in 48.
Get off the train.
Or just don't get on the train.
Station.
Yeah. Do you guys think 48's just dead the moment The Hobbit 3 comes out? Is that it? Is that the last 48 movie?
I'm disgusted that they cut that up into three movies.
Yeah,
It makes me ill. It should have been one.
That's what Alex
those movies.
It
should have
been one awesome long movie.
Yeah. I agree.
Like one awesome, like 9 hour long
those,
movie.
Yeah.
It would have to be 9 hours.
I don't want to get into
it. Bullshit that wasn't even in the book.
They're so incredibly boring. Oh, but that barrel sequence was awesome.
The barrel sequences.
The barrel sequence was rad.
Can I segue here to when the death of Smaug came out?
Smaug.
Yeah. So
desolation.
Desolation.
Whatever.
He's not dead yet.
Doesn't
that's
even matter. I already messed it up. But see, that's how big of a fan I am, right?
You just spoiled the third movie.
Great. Yeah. Smaug dies.
He dies. Spoiler alert. Sorry. Not
big scary dragon does not live.
So my roommate goes to see it when the second one comes out in theaters. Like he's all jacked up, excited to see it, and he goes to the ticket taker and he's like, or to the ticket booth and he's buying the ticket and he's like, "Could I get a ticket for Desolation of Smaug?" And then the guy goes, "You mean Smaug?"
Smaug.
Yeah. And what? He just got called out for it, like by this like freckled like face.
That guy's
like,
incredible.
Like zits and like just
no,
like,
I meant Smaug. Give me my ticket.
And he's like a high schooler and he just and my roommate's like 36. And he just got told by a kid, like, put him in his place, and he, like, didn't even want to see the movie going into the movie anymore.
That's like, poor guy.
Like, that's when Hobbits got ruined, is, like, that moment.
That moment ruined it for everybody.
For everyone in the world.
Because everyone heard about that, and they're like, that's terrible.
It's
what
like
a horrible thing.
It's like when Alderaan blew up, and Obi-Wan just felt that disturbance
in the
Force.
Yeah.
And he, like, staggered. I feel like the whole world just sort of shook in the
freaking
silence.
Smile.
For Smaug.
Smaug.
Benji, you got any more
but it smelled
Twitter questions?
Smell. Smaug.
Why haven't you guys guys made a Kickstarter to make a real video game high school yet?
Who wants to know?
I mean, there's a lot of, like...
Gometty 2 wants to know.
I mean...
For real.
Where do you start?
Because we don't know how. That's a good start. I mean, yeah, it's a real school. I mean, we could barely even figure out how to make a fake
We barely know how to make a show about school.
It's like, that was one of the first things when we got into the first season. There was a lot of discussion about, like, what classes do they have?
How does
it
work?
Yeah. Like, do they take normal classes, too?
Do they go to algebra? Really,
yeah, do they all have to learn all the different games, or do you specialize? In which case, like, if a game doesn't have a lot of people, do they even have that class? And it just became... kids freaking play video games. and we'll show them play video games because it makes no sense. No, we will not do a Kickstarter to start. That's why haven't we? Because, yeah, it wouldn't succeed.
It would not succeed. We don't know what we're doing, and we don't have any interest in starting a school.
Yeah, we can barely run a media company. Real school.
Who would you even get as teachers? Like, what? Like, would you get the... well, I always thought it would be great to have, like, Billy Mitchell... as, like, a faculty member, but, like, if we did a real school, then he'd probably have to come in and actually be a teacher.
Billy Mitchell, would, because that'd be a school.
What would
but
he
it's
teach?
Also what he teach, like, old video games
he'd
and
teach,
he plays?
Like, the you know, like, history.
And Billy Mitchell just teaches
the
from,
and then he teaches the old
King of Kong,
King of Kong stuff. That dude.
He can have hot sauce making classes.
Exactly. Well. That's
He's got a big line of hot sauce.
What would you teach, Jake, if you're a teacher at a video game high school?
Probably an FPS coach.
Yeah.
I'm really good at Call of Duty.
Are you?
Back in Halo 2 times, I was up there, man. I was almost a level 50.
Yeah.
No way.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I was like a 48 at one point.
Ooh.
And it got really challenging at that point because there's a lot of cheaters once you get to the top.
Yeah.
So I knew a kid who was like one of the five best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you cheat?
You, well...
Here we go.
It already sounds like a teacher talking to kids. It's like, back in the day,
you got
really
you got
back
a job.
In the day when
this is the first lesson
so how
of
you
the high school.
You, so he'd play like Rumble Pit, so it's like everyone was against each other, but you'd have another dude in there who's really high up, who his only job was to like find like my friend, and then he just gets killed by him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So he'll win the game doing that.
We used to do that in Battlefield. I think in 1942, the one that was on Xbox, we'd be on opposite teams. We'd find a way to be on opposite teams, and we'd just be in the same living room, and we would like, all right, bring the Jeep all the way around the island, and I'll put all the C4 on it, and then drive back, and then I'd just watch his screen, and he'd go to his home base and like invite everybody into his Jeep and like honk, and then once four people get in the Jeep, I just press the detonator and blow them up, and it'd work like four times until somebody'd be like, every time I get in that guy's Jeep, it blows up instantly. It's a pretty fun way to draw people to get opposite teams. Just became, and like literally, you just take the Jeep and then just run it into like their own tank, and then just blow up themselves and the tank, and then every time it happened, and it was always my bombs, eventually people would start being like, what the fuck, and like start screaming, and they'd realize we're together. But it's a good time, you know, trolling. I would teach FPS too, I guess.
Yeah.
Subversive guerrilla warfare tactics, and
maybe we FPS like co-teach a class.
Co-teach. Sound really sensual when he said that to me. He like looked me out like, maybe we'll
brushed your hair behind your ear.
Right.
Let's teach. It's a weird look.
You, me, FPS. Some kids.
All right, another question. Benji.
Benji.
Jack Ellis wants to know, and pretty much like 90% of everyone wants to know, what the hell's keeping you from doing a fourth season?
What's keeping us from doing a fourth season asks.
Well, can I jump on that really quick?
Yeah, go, Joe.
Just the short answer. Like half the cast is like hitting their
30s. Yeah.
Like we're pushing it.
We're pushing it. To the point we have to make a joke. We literally have to make a joke about it this season.
Video game retirement home.
Yeah. Like
it's
that's like my short, but I mean you guys have another thing obviously from a
like,
story
like some of the
standpoint.
Actors look very young, and I think the core cast is there. But I mean, yeah, there's Hollywood High School, and then there's Game to the point where it's like you can't even pull off Hollywood High School anymore. That's definitely part of it. I think it's also just like we found a good ending to the story, and I think this is what we kind of want to do with it. And you know, there's stuff to do in video game high school, but I don't know. I mean, as much as I love it, there's other shows I want to do, and there's other stuff I want to do too. And I'd rather go out on a high note than do you know, 7 seasons and then, you know, have everybody die on an island and it'd be purgatory or some shit like that.
Right.
Like,
but there's a plan for keeping...
I did just give away the ending of Video Game High School Season 3.
Yeah, it's just... I wish it could just be as controversial.
It's brutal.
Wait, were
they
playing
it's a brutal
video
time.
Games or not?
This is a brutal, these are brutal times.
Brutal times.
It ends with Jake and Matt and a bunch of kids getting rowdy. in an FPS classroom.
In a Wicker Man style.
Wicker Man, Burning Man, torching the set. You're going to continue video game high school in some form or another.
We want to do the animated show.
I heard about that, and I thought that was a great idea. What's going on with that?
There can
There's a lot of stuff we know about the animated show, and it'll, you know, and not the only reason we don't talk about it as much is because we just don't want everybody to be like, oh, I can't wait for this thing to come out, when realistically it won't come out for like 3 years. Like,
it's going to be a while.
A lot of us are developing other stuff. There's other, you know, there's your show that's essentially coming out, which a lot of us that work on it are working on it. Video Game High School is still wrapping up. We have another project that we'll be announcing soon that we'll be going through. And we've been developing the animated show, but it's animated, which means it's a whole different process. And
one that we're learning very much about right now.
Learning, and it takes more time. So even if we were to literally start production now, it would still be like a year and a half before an anime show could even come out. And realistically, it'll be like another year or so of just writing and developing it.
Yeah.
So it just won't come out for a while. So, you know, it is what it is. But I think we have a really cool angle on it. I'm pretty excited with all the stuff we've come up with. And, you know, it'll connect to the original show in some ways. Like, you know, whether or not we'll keep it, there's already jokes like keeping, you know, Calhoun and certain characters, but like keeping Jumba Jacks because he's just staying.
He never graduates.
Never graduated. And you'd be a good voice actor, I think. It's one of those things where we'd probably have you record first and then have to animate to you.
Yeah.
Just so you could.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, because I don't think you'd
like,
be able to match
Rob
the lips.
Williams and the Genie and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. They just let him go and then figure it out later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'll do with you.
What he said has just completely altered the arc of the show. We're.
Sorry.
Way behind. This is not going to come out.
Reanimate everything.
Yeah. Reanimator.
And really, just Benji came to us third season and was like, look, guys, Games Dean's out. After season 3, I got big stuff to do. And I was like, if Games Dean's out,
then we don't have a show.
Can't make the show.
Yeah.
You know how busy I am.
Hey. Benji's got hot offers all over Hollywood.
Yeah.
They're just knocking down the door over here.
Knocking dong the door.
Knocking dong the door.
Knocking on the dong.
Dong the door.
Or knocking rather, with the dong.
I think we'd rather end with people being like, I want more of that, than end with like, I've had enough of that.
This isn't good anymore.
I just don't think I could watch another second of this show.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, always go out on a high note, like Jerry Seinfeld says. When you're at the top.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, didn't they not see the landing on Seinfeld?
Yeah, maybe it's Joe.
I feel like this is the top. I feel like
that's
a lot of stuff has happened on the.
I like that finale. I think that finale is a little underrated. Anyway.
Seinfeld.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a topic for another podcast.
For the podcast that we will listen to.
For a Seinfeld podcast that people actually listen to.
We got experts on Seinfeld talking about the finale. Underrated, overrated. You guys decide. Let's do it.
10 years after the fact. No, it's underrated. It's underrated.
All right. Benji,
Stuart wants to know, I mean, since you were just talking about it being the end, Stuart wants to know what it was like shooting the last scenes with
everyone. Last
scene? Benji can't talk right now, but Stuart has asked a question he wants to know.
You were there on the last day. The last day of action was a little emotional.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we shot a lot of action. I don't think anyone... I think people were really... let me start over. Why don't you take this one?
I learned a few lessons on it too. Like, we kind of saved this one scene for the end because I was like, well, you know, I want the last scene we shoot to be like, you know, like a meaty scene, and give it to Josh and Johanna and everybody to kind of have fun with it. But it just became, everybody was just so, as the course of the day went on, everybody just was slowly getting kind of more and more depressed, or like, they would, like, all lunch was like, man, can you believe it's the end? And like, Josh especially was like, getting into his own head, and he's like, man, this is the last thing I'm going to play Brian D. Mm-hmm. Which actually ended up working for the scene, but it was kind of interesting because it was just, it was probably, on a direct level, it was really weird to be like, oh, I just got everybody into a completely depressing state before we start this big scene and nobody wants to go. But it's a lot of raps. Like, you know, it's the last scene with all the FPS. It was nice that the last thing we shot, besides it being action, it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of energy, so you can kind of keep people on their feet. It was kind of with the whole FPS team. And some of the bad guys who are, you know, also been people on the cast for a while. And, I don't know. It was definitely kind of a surreal feeling, and it was, you know, everybody, you guys all got presents and gave, you know, goodbyes and stuff, and then we shot that last scene, and I think we'll have it on behind the scenes where Johanna wanted to do the last, I'm a filmmaker.
Slate.
Yeah.
I'm a filmmaker.
Air quotes, filmmaker. the last Slate, which is pretty adorable, so I won't say what she did with it, but, you know, everybody was getting very nostalgic.
Jake, what was your last moment?
I wasn't there on that day, but when we wrapped my character, I remember
yesterday.
Matt, you know, Matt was like a little. I can't believe this is the last time.
Your last day.
You're gonna see Jake in character.
Hey guys, how's it going? Jimmy Wong, aka Ted from VGHS here, telling you to check out shop.rocketjump.com. We've got brand new merchandise like iPhone cases and iPad decals to shirts, Blu-rays, and posters, including brand new Season 2 designs from our friends at Danger Brain. There's also the incredibly popular VGHS hoodie, and some of our older shirts are on sale for a great price. So make sure you check it out right after this podcast at shop.rocketjump.com. Thanks so much, guys.
My scene, my rap was really, is it cathartic? What does that even mean? If it's cathartic, what does that mean? Does it mean like,
there's a release?
I can't believe that it's over?
Yeah, a bit. Cathartic, it's like, it's what you needed. It's a release of the stuff pent up. It's the feeling of content, you know, even whether it's good or bad. It's cathartic.
Well, then maybe it's not that.
No, it's not that.
It was fun.
It was great.
It was rad.
Yeah. No, you know, I was like, great. I don't have to shave tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like I don't have to play a
12-year-old.
12-year-old. Or I am. How old am I? Am I freshman? I don't even
know. To be like 17.
My character hasn't thought about it. He's like, I'm just alive.
Guy. Yeah.
I just show up every day. My dad drops me off. No, you know, I thought it was really nice. I got to hug everyone. You usually don't hug everyone every day. Like, everyone every day. Like, you come in here and you just say, hey, what's up?
Because
you see them every day. But if you hugged everyone every day, no.
Okay.
But that's what made it special. If I hugged everyone every day, then it wouldn't be special, I don't think.
No, probably wouldn't.
Yeah. But I thanked everyone. I wanted to say something, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to say something like, it's a mistake that I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to say something like, thank you for just accepting that I've just showed up and then continued to show up. You know? And then, I as I was driving back, I remember I instantly went to go shoot some more Dude Bro party, because our schedules were overlapped this whole year. And just going from one film to another and just being like, wow, that's over, and this is beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird, and I didn't have time to think about it. But I want, yeah, dude, it was it wasn't quite. It was in the middle of the road, cathartic.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes no sense.
Sure, I'm trying. Yeah, just trying that on.
Benji,
take that
middle of the road. Cathartic. Yeah,
thank you, Joey. Benji, maybe we'll take the last couple of questions.
All right, Robert Bradley Quinn wants to know how many explosions.
Robert Bradley Quinn, how many explosions this year?
It's a lot of explosions.
Who's gonna count?
I don't know. You.
7.5.
All right, you guys take it away while I do it.
7.5.
You guys just talk amongst yourselves, and then I'll count them.
I mean, there's also you've seen the trailer. There's a few big ones.
I think there's one.
There's one scene. I think it's like episode 6, scene like 94, because there's like 114 scenes in episode 6. Mm-hmm. And I think the scene is just exterior, like field of fire, and it just says big fucking explosion.
Yep.
I just got a mention on Twitter from Corridor Digital. VGHS Season 3 trailer is out. Damn, that's a big-ass explosion at the end. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
It really, it's a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, they weren't there.
Would you count dust and debris?
Air hits, yeah. There's a lot of like mortar hits
mortars
and stuff.
Well, then I totally lost count.
Yeah.
Like, there's some gas explosions. We try to do bigger, like at least like ones that count more this season.
Propane hits
and stuff.
Yeah.
There's like a whole drifting sequence with explosions.
There's a lot.
The one that hits under... the one that hits under, you know, in episode 2 when it's like the roll into the other world, you know what I mean? Leaks. We're leaking.
I know the show and I don't even know what we're talking about.
Matt wrote the show, he has no clue.
Now that you're miming it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Is that a practical?
No, it's going to be a CG one.
Okay. So I was going to say, damn, that's like underneath the actor.
That counts, though.
No, you wouldn't... I mean, you can do a practical explosion and put...
More.
The actor on afterwards.
Oh, okay. So like, he did it practical.
Like you've seen like the one with the car. It's in the trailer, like the car exploding and flipping.
Yeah.
We did a gas explosion.
You mean that so-and-so and so-and-so weren't actually in the car when it exploded?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Man, how did they do that? It's like that explosion happened right under that person.
You know,
they must be dead.
Thelma and Louise, like they did the...
They those two, that's why... They're great actresses. They drove that car right off that cliff.
And you haven't seen them since, really.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Dedication to the craft.
Yeah, right? Method.
And filmmakers, you know.
Benji, give us the last.
This is actually perfect.
Biggest, baddest question.
Since it's the end of VGHS, and if you guys could have your wish, where would you like yourselves and or Rocket Jump to be 5 years from now?
Our wish. Where do we want to be? Whoa. Rocket Jump ourselves
the
as well.
Of the fucking
where
ocean.
Will we be in 5 years? With the bottom of the ocean?
What?
Matt's going to go into his apocalyptic scenarios.
He's going to turn into James
like
Cameron.
Super cool luxury bubble hotel.
Like the Abyss.
Yeah, man. We got so much money that we're just in like a sweet underwater thing. In order to have a meeting, you just have to like boat out and find like the elevator in the middle of the ocean and we just drop down to the bottom of it.
Yeah. We breed like giant squid.
What
did he say? We breed?
We breed giant squid.
Oh. He said we breed.
That's what I thought.
I love it. Squid. Yo, we will breed like giant squid.
We're squid once, farmers.
You and
once
Matt
in all classroom. Once every 26 months. After eating a sperm whale. I don't know how giant squid.
I don't know how often giant squids make love.
Maybe we'll Google it. Do you mind Googling giant squid mating habits for us?
We can end on that factoid. Yeah, please.
Yes, please.
5 years. I don't know. Just, you know, D44 being all good and successful.
Oh, 5 years from now, we'll have 3 or 4 seasons under our belts. Like in a movie.
Yeah.
And a movie.
6 seasons and a movie.
We'll reboot Batman.
We're going to reboot Batman in 5 years?
Can't wait to reboot that Batman. It'll be really dark and gritty.
It'll be dark.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Well, by then they would have gone through the other version of it.
We're going to get Chris Nolan back to reboot The Dark Knight. I really like that one. We should do it again. I don't know. 5 years, huh?
5 years.
Who knows?
I just want to have multiple shows in there.
I'm just trying to focus one day at a time right now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we want to create a company where we're making cool content like VGHS and, you know, facilitating all these other content creators that we know, and it's being a cool studio, doing good stuff that we're proud of.
We want a lot of shows in 5 years from now.
Yeah, but where do you want to be? What kind of house do you want?
Dude, that's like...
I want to be on a boat.
Is it a house?
I'll be
is
honest,
it a boat?
I don't think about that stuff as much.
Not
like,
a house
really,
boat.
Most of my thoughts are about, like, what is Rocket Jump and, like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Like, if Freddie were here, he would be like, I did what I was going to do in 5 years yesterday. Because he just got his minivan. You know, like, he's like living it now. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to get that,
he's
so I won't need it in 5 years.
I feel like we kind of talked Freddie into the minivan thing.
Oh, no, he's been excited.
Has he been? Because I know he was talking about it for years, but I always feel like we were sort of pressuring
him.
I kind of pull the trigger on that.
Right.
We were always like, Freddie, you should do it.
Come on.
I wonder if I could get more, because it's become kind of a joke. I got my car at Gaudi Honda in Alhambra, California.
Gaudi Honda. I also want to plug, because I got my car there. Thanks, Big Mike.
Because of Matt.
Because of Monster Matt.
So.
Thank you, Matt. Monster Matt.
Dad,
thank you, Big Mike. I'm coming back for discounts.
My dad, is just friends with the manager there, and I needed a car. And Mike DeVille, shout out to Mike DeVille.
Big shout out to Mike DeVille and Gaudi.
He treated me right. All my loans and stuff.
Dude,
like,
Mike hooked it up fat. I got free mugs on top of the car.
But it just became a joke because...
Not literally on top of the car.
He gave us mugs and stuff. But it just became
That's okay. People would honk, be like...
You got mugs! You left your mugs on top of the car!
But as of right now, I'm like... I mean, we're just like the guys making stupid videos. And as of right now, I think 5 people have gotten a car specifically from Mike. And he's like, I know Matt Arnold. And then Mike treats you guys right, and he gets you a Gaudi Honda. So maybe if somehow like multiple people start going, I just wanted to get to the point where I've literally gotten him more car purchases than anybody
than anyone
else
on his sales
and
floor.
I'm just like a 20-year-old idiot. And like, if like, yeah, then I want my name. I want to be
employee
like,
of the month. Matt Arnold,
100 cars.
More sales this month than Paco.
So please,
over
if you're planning on buying a Honda, if it's a little bit of an extra drive, go to Gaudi Honda.
Ask for Mike DeVille. Tell him Monster Matt
said you. Matt Arnold sent you. Freddie was looking for, I will say, I didn't push Freddie to get a minivan, but he was looking at some Mazdas and other stuff. I was like, you know, man, if you just go Gaudi Honda, tell Matt saying you.
Oh, dude, the Odyssey is above and beyond.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, the Mazda. I'm sorry, Mazda.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Why am I saying sorry to Mazda?
Whatever.
Who else got Jamie got a car there? Jimmy got a car?
My sister
Jamie
bought a Mazda, and that
Freddie,
thing crapped
you,
out.
Jimmy, and one of Jimmy's friends.
Girlfriend yesterday was asking me about Mike. She wants to get a Gaudi.
Don't say Dez sent you. It's
no.
It's got to be Matt.
It's got to be Matt. That's fine. You can get the points. You get the credit.
Hey, Matt Arnold, so another card. Ding! You know, sign
ring
the
bell!
ding, ding, like, ding.
I have horrible credits. So I just want to get to the point where I do need another car at some point. I just come in like, Mike. Yeah. How many cars have been sent your way,
Mike,
by me?
I know Honda doesn't make a Corvette, but I want you to figure something out because I sold more cars than anyone else on your sales floor. As a matter of fact, Mike, I want your car.
Yeah.
So this podcast has been brought to you by
on top of this dealership.
Custom
Monster
plates.
Matt's Gaudi Honda in Alhambra.
In Alhambra.
That's amazing.
Man, your car's looking pretty old.
Matt's trying to sell Benji and Gaudi. Oh, God. That's too good.
All right.
Oh.
Squid info for you guys.
Squid
info.
All right.
Let's
we're
going to
carry this out on some squid info.
Let me tell you one thing. It's terrifying. The actual title of this New York Times article is "When Giant Squids Mate, It's a Stab in the Dark."
Oh my god!
Squids have 3 feet long penises.
Ooh, peni.
They seriously just stab the female with, like, under the arms, like not even like a real.
They go for the armpits.
It just stabs and shoots in, you know, the baby.
Yeah.
And that's what it does.
In the babies. It shoots in the babies. Is that how New York Times phrased it? The squid just stabs the babies. Yeah, it just shoots the babies in.
The whole article, front page. Giant squids mate, stab in the dark, shoot babies in the armpits.
When I read smart stuff, that's how I read
when it. I read, when I read smart stuff.
So that's in five years, Jake wants rocket jumpers to be mating like giant squids.
Mating like giant squids.
Having each other in the dark.
That's what
Jake, do you...
Any
armpit,
any piddle-do, babe.
Jake, would you like an opportunity
left or right pit.
To restate your five-year plan?
No, I'm going to stand by it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, on that note, we should get out of here.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
We got to get
so
back to work.
Didn't they fix the AC?
It's tomorrow.
We're getting new AC tomorrow.
It's been
so hot.
How many podcasts have we talked about this AC?
I saw the guy show up, but it's not
you know,
cold,
like I say, no. I don't know. I mean, I'm not. Look, if you're listening to this and you're an air conditioning repair person or responsible for air conditioning, probably a difficult job. I couldn't do it. I'm not making fun of you. However, this man, he came in, and I don't know what he's doing. I just saw a person walk around the room for like 30 minutes straight, just like looking at the corner, looking at the ceiling, putting his hand up. And I was like, "What? Who is this guy?" And you're like, "It's the air conditioning guy."
Well, yeah, he poked his head through some ceiling panels and left. Right.
He looked at me on his way out and he said, "I figured it out. You'll have a unit in here tomorrow."
Dude, that guy, then he's
oh, cool.
He's a genius. All right.
Well, that's cool.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah, didn't have the unit on him.
Thanks, Noah at AC Pros. Matt's also pushing AC units.
Hey, you guys need air conditioning. You're happy to be near Burbank. What's the name of the place?
AC Pros.
Matt sent you.
Ask for Noah. Tell him Monster Matt sent you. On that note, let's get out of here. Thank you guys for joining us on the Face Rocker podcast. Don't forget to check out the trailer. It's on rocketjump.com. It's on YouTube/rocketjump. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and leave us a little message. It actually helps.
Say
you guys
hi.
Give us a good rating. Thanks again for coming, and we'll check you guys next time.
All right, thank you.
Don't go changing.
See you guys.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.